to say, isn't it interesting when different groups of people are given a challenge, what they come up with? You get both new ideas and overlapping ideas. So our story has some overlap with the previous projects and hopefully some new ideas. So I just wanted to clarify a little bit. Linda Cowling was going to be here to speak today to you. She's from the California Department of Public Health, and that's where this grant went. And I work at the California WIC Association, which is not to be confused with the California WIC program. My employer is a nonprofit, and we do advocacy training and communication on behalf of the WIC program at the local, state, and national level. And this project also involved the California Breastfeeding Coalition. So CWA, my organization, CBC, worked with 15 clinics around California with the California Department of Public Health as the lead on this project. So our learning objective was to describe this goal, which laser focused on community clinics in California and improving breastfeeding support in those clinics. And we'll discuss the progress there that we've made, and running alongside the work that these 15 clinics are doing is the development of also a breastfeeding-friendly healthcare provider materials, and we'll talk about the lessons learned in future plans. Just as a little bit of a backdrop, I'd like to just describe a little bit how we work in California for breastfeeding promotion and advocacy. And we really try to work as a community. We're obviously a very large state, and the numbers are big. But we use inexpensive forms of communication to keep ourselves connected, email and telephones. And it's pretty easy to stay connected even when you're large. And our partners include the California Department of Public Health, which has WIC, the Obesity Prevention Unit, which is where this grant went, and MCH. It also includes our other Department of Health in California, which is where Medicaid is located, and that's where this grant really plays a big role. We also work with our state coalition and our local coalitions, the University of California Davis Human Lactation Center, and other groups such as public health and ethnic advocacy groups around the state. So we try to have a broad coalition. And whenever we take on a project, we try to talk to each other about what we're doing and how it fits into the larger picture. We do have a lot of legislation that's passed in California over the years related to breastfeeding, and it touches on a lot of these areas. We have a lot of breastfeeding legislation around hospitals, work sites, and public breastfeeding permissions. We use the MPINC data. Every year we collect through our MCH program hospital breastfeeding data, and CWA and UCD put out hospital reports so that you can look at the breastfeeding rates for every delivery hospital in California. We have done a lot of work, especially through the coalitions for worksite lactation support. And in a few months, a project from HHS will come out that's been worked on with Every Mother and Altarum and our state coalition and CWA, which will be a national database for employers for worksite lactation. The WIC food package, you know, had all its improvements in 2009, and California really embraced a pretty large set of breastfeeding policy improvements for that, which has really reduced formula usage in clinics. And California has very broad and deep training for breastfeeding and staffing in the WIC clinics. And then before the ACA came out, we were working, we had looked at our continuum of care for breastfeeding. We really realized that Medi-Cal needed to be a better partner for breastfeeding, and WIC has been a very strong partner and really key in the continuum of care, and we've done a lot of work on hospitals, but we really needed to focus on Medi-Cal. So we had started working on Medi-Cal reform with our Department of Healthcare Services. And then this grant offered us an opportunity to take what we had done with those reforms and started piloting in some clinics and then expand it. So the goal of this project was to provide professional breastfeeding support in community health centers or community clinics, both prenatally and postnatally. Some of the clinics provide prenatal support, others postpartum, and some of them both. And additionally, to develop draft steps, guidance, and criteria that would define a breastfeeding-friendly clinic. And it's focused on community clinics, but the materials being adapted so that it could also be used in a medical provider office. And some of our groups in California have developed certifications for medical provider offices, but nobody has yet been able to work with on criteria for community clinics. So this is the group. As people mentioned, the grant started last January and was to have finished in September, but there's been an extension until January, and so everybody's still working very hard, as you heard. And this represents staff from the 15 community clinics, the California WIC Association, the California Breastfeeding Association, and I bet you can find some CDC people in there. And we were very fortunate. We did the kickoff meeting at the California Breastfeeding Summit, which is sponsored by the coalition, and we were really happy to have CDC there to listen to the conversations, particularly around data collection and use of EMR, since that's, you know, nationally a big event that's happening as EMR programs are being instituted. So the program components, it's really focused on these 15 funded community clinics. In California, the numbers are big. We have over 800 community clinics serving 4.7 million patients every month, and we're going to be taking in close to 2 million more here in the next few months and in the next year. We had done some pilot work with community clinics previous to this project, so we actually have about 20 clinics, but only 15 are involved in this site. The clinics represent urban and rural areas. There's an Indian Health Services clinic. Some are standalone clinics. Some have large systems that have 23, 25 other clinic sites. So we're hoping, and they've promised, that once they get one clinic established, they'll be able to roll it through their system, which was part of our goal. Another program component was to participate in a collaborative improvement and innovation network, or a COIN, and things that we've instituted to help this group come together and get to know each other and work together are the first kickoff meeting where they were able to come together and meet and have an orientation, and then midpoint through the year they were able to come together with the committee that's developing the breastfeeding steps and guidance for clinics and work together, because they are informing that work through their actual work. They have their own private web page where we list all their resources based on the steps that they're developing. They have a monthly call or webinar, and then they just talk to each other by email. And then we all are with providing technical information all the time by phone calls, emails, and site visits. Another big part of the component is that they're to implement systems to provide and bill for professional breastfeeding support services and pumps, because we feel that that's really the way to make this sustainable. And that was our goal, you know, 10 years ago in trying to figure out how to get Medi-Cal and the healthcare system involved. And we feel that this is an opportunity now with the Affordable Care Act and the preventive services in the Affordable Care Act to try and figure out how to tap into that and help define what those services are, because we all know that there's a lot of confusion about what those actual benefits are going to look like. And then they are informing the development and piloting the draft steps, guidance, and criteria as breastfeeding-friendly healthcare providers. So what kind of clinic improvements have happened? Initially, they were provided some tools, one being what we call the breastfeeding assessment checklist. So it was a pilot set of steps, so to speak, of what they should do to be a breastfeeding-friendly clinic. And we initially had, as everybody said, 9 months to do the work. And we knew that it all couldn't be accomplished in 9 months. So we told them, take the short view and take the long view. Do everything you can in the next 9 months to accomplish this, but take the long view because you're thinking that this is going to be sustainable, and what can you do as you look out past the 9 months? And they were fine with that, and they didn't feel as pressured, and they didn't feel as intimidated by what we were asking them to do, which was a lot. And they were given, you know, templates for action plans and developing task forces and assessing their community. We tapped into materials that WIC had developed, because WIC in California has done a lot of internal and external community-based breastfeeding assessments. So with that, they kicked off. And one of the first things we asked them to do is form a breastfeeding task force. We wanted to parallel a lot of the activities to what the hospitals do to become baby-friendly. So this is an example of some of the task force members. This is in Contra Costa County, which is just outside the San Francisco area. And they have a very strong public health department there that's very supportive of breastfeeding. People in this picture represent a physician who works for the county-based health plan, which is not true in every county. So we've got different models of care, which is another part of how to sustain this. There's different models in different places. We have WIC here, and we have community clinic employees. And what they did on this day with that laptop is they went in and showed each other, that's a nurse who's sitting right behind that, and she has access to their EMR. And they looked at their different EMR fields and the different accesses and permissions you have to have based on what you do in that clinic as far as inputting and accessing the EMR. So she was opening up people and giving them permission to input into their EMR. Some other clinic improvements included either hiring, contracting, or having available in the community an IBCLC for patient care for those patients in that clinic, and billing for lactation support. Now, we had already had pilots on this, so this wasn't new for us. So we were able to take the model that we knew was successful and help them understand how to use it. And the clinics, most of them are FQHC, so they do have a pretty easy and good billing rate for billing for lactation support. And most of the programs are also a Medi-Cal enhanced program in California for perinatal services. And working between their FQHC status and their Medi-Cal perinatal status, they're able to bill and sustain a position for a lactation consultant. Other clinic improvements involve improving staff skills for providing lactation support. And we asked them, and they all about fell off their chairs, to have 20 hours of training for staff and 3 hours for providers, because we wanted to follow the hospital model. But again, we said, take the short view and the long view, do everything you can this year. And so they've done that. And they've had in-person trainings using their own staff. They've used WIC. They've done webinars. And they're making progress, and they're getting feedback that they want more training, and it's working. And just like in hospitals, when they pull staff out of clinic, it's costing money. But they're finding workarounds and really trying to collaborate with other organizations in the community to share those trainings. And then, most importantly, we really want them to look at data and use their EMRs and track and collect data. And this, as I said, has been good that we had Dr. Grummer-Strawn there at the kickoff so we could hear the discussions. And this has been an ongoing process because they're in various stages of rolling out their EMRs and all the things that have to happen to establish your fields and use the fields and then collect the data, defining what data to collect and decide whether you're going to collect it on the mom or the baby so that the data makes sense. So this is a work in progress, and they're still fine-tuning that and sending that into the state. And then another clinic improvement, probably the easiest one, was to provide worksite lactation support. And they've shared policies from each other and other organizations, and this has gone pretty quickly, and they were surprised at how many employees actually started using that right away. And then this is the statewide breastfeeding advisory, statewide volunteer expert advisory board, and they, along with the clinics, are developing the steps and criterion guidance for a breastfeeding friendly clinic. And it's going along very well. For those of you who are developing it, you know it's a very big undertaking, but we're happy with the progress, and we hope to have what we're calling it draft, because we know in 9 months you can't develop something that you'll ever be happy with, but it's coming together. So the lessons learned, obviously it's a multi-year project. We know our hospitals need a while to become baby friendly and breastfeeding friendly, and so do our clinics. But we found the clinics actually to be very nimble. And because they are a business and they saw that there was a way to make money here, they were very interested. And we had some other clinic models that were able to show that you could make some money on this. Data and EMR are challenging, as I mentioned, getting up the fields and collecting the data and collecting good data. And then there's a lot of work to do as far as the rollout of the Affordable Care Act. We have an exchange in California, Covered California, and of course we have Medi-Cal. And we've been doing a lot of advocacy parallel to this to help define the benefits for breastfeeding support in our exchange plans and in our Medi-Cal plans, and helping the clinics then be able to tap into that. And that's a huge piece of work. It's going to be a few years before that really rolls out, because they're rolling out other parts of the Affordable Care Act that are much higher on the totem pole than what we feel should be top on the totem pole. But because of our good relationships with Department of Health Care Services, we are making progress. They're currently starting to define the specs for breastfeeding pumps, which is, we're thankful for the work that New York did on that. And the other thing that I mentioned is sustainability and making sure that they can bill for breastfeeding and that there are clinics that are successfully doing that. There are also clinics that are starting to share WIC staff because not everybody works full-time and they can set up dual cost centers. WIC staff in the WIC clinic and in the clinic, in the community clinic, and divide the benefits and be totally auditable. And the state will adopt the breastfeeding-friendly guidelines at the end of this and recommend them to the clinics that they use them. So this is Linda Cowling, who would have liked to have been here from the Department of Public Health. This is Robbie Gonzalez-Dowell, our Breastfeeding Coalition Executive Director. This is myself, our contact information, and this is a happy family. So thank you very much.